The enough mandate. For me, the most powerful part of this research was discovering the strategies that seem to empower people to take off the masks and armor that I'm about to describe. I assumed that I'd find unique strategies for each protection mechanism, similar to what emerged in the 10 guideposts I write about in The Gifts of Imperfection. But that wasn't the case here. In the first chapter, I talked about enough as the opposite of scarcity, and the properties of scarcity as shame, comparison, and disengagement. Well, it appears that believing that we're enough is the way out of the armor. It gives us permission to take off the mask. With that sense of enough comes an embrace of worthiness, boundaries, and engagement. This lay at the core of every strategy illuminated by the research participants for freeing themselves from their armor. I am enough. Worthiness versus shame. I've had enough. Boundaries versus one-upping and comparison. Showing up, taking risks, and letting myself be seen is enough. Engagement versus disengagement. As you listen to this chapter, I think it's helpful for you to know that every single person I interviewed spoke about struggling with vulnerability. It's not as if there are lucky people among us who can openly embrace vulnerability without reservation, hesitation, or fear. When it comes to uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure, what I heard over and over were descriptions of people trying on some kind of armor before finally letting it go. My first instinct is to blank, but that never worked, so now I blank, and that's changed my life. I spent years blank until one day I tried blank, and it made my marriage stronger. Last year, I gave a talk on vulnerability to 350 SWAT team officers, parole officers, and jailers. Yes, it was as intimidating as it sounds. A SWAT officer walked up to me after the talk and said, "The only reason we listen to you is because you're just as bad at being open as we are. If you didn't wrestle with being vulnerable, we wouldn't trust you one bit."